Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Elma Walsh, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Elma, people will remember your son, Donal. Donal died at the age of just 16. He was a month short of his 17th birthday. And Donal had, I suppose, an incurable cancer, but an indomitable spirit, Elma. And people will remember that in his final months, he made a huge impact on the country by talking so openly about what he was facing. And I suppose more so about the preciousness of life. And he did it in great faith, and he did it with great grace. And I know he left you with a job for life as well. So tell me, what was Donal's connection to the new Pope, Leo XIV?
Well, I suppose there's two small things. Well, they're not small now that he's a pope, but Finbar's brother, Father Michael, is an Augustinian priest.
This is Finbar Donal's father.
Yes. And Father Michael is Donal's uncle. And he's an Augustinian priest in Nigeria for the past about 35 years. But he was home before Donal died, and he saw the impact that the message that went out on your show on the Saturday night show, what the impact was that in Ireland at that time. And he thought something should be done, so he wrote to his provincial, who at the time was Bob Provost, and now Pope Leo XIV, and he asked him to acknowledge it. Pope Leo made him an associate member of the Augustinians, which means really that Donal is remembered in all the Augustinian masses.
Isn't that fantastic? And as an Irish mother, you must have been super proud as well that there at the last minute you got a priest in the family as well, kind of.
Well, it isn't that Donal wanted to be a priest. Now I will say that he did say that I'm taking no vows.
And Elma, was Donal aware that was happening at the time?
He was aware of it. Yes, he was aware of it. It was a day or two before he died. And he was upstairs in bed at the time, and he was very happy that he would be associated with his Uncle Michael, no doubt about that. But he certainly wasn't going. He said, "I'm taking no vows for this." So that was his line at the time. So look, he was only 16. He knew that he was dying. He was close to God. He didn't have any fear of dying. He'd no fear of passing. I suppose the only fear he had was the transition, really.
I was lucky enough to meet Donal around that time. He's an extraordinary young man. I've never forgotten him. His concern was for you and Gemma and Finbar, and for his gang of friends as well. That's who he was thinking about at that stage rather than himself.
Yeah, and it was for teenagers in general. It wasn't just for us as well. Like, he wrote those two letters because he was worried about the teenage situation in Ireland at the time, not just Tralee, but in Ireland. And I think that's a testimony today, even when we had his anniversary mass at Knock last Thursday, there was over 2,500 young people from across Ireland, because I think they can relate to him, they still relate to Donal.
And, yeah. 2,500 young people at Knock last week.
Yes, 50 buses, yeah. And it was amazing to see it. But every year it's growing, and that's a huge positive sign for the Catholic Church in Ireland, I think.
Yeah, and is there some question that Pope Bob, as we're calling him now, he you're semi on a promise with him that he might do Donal's Mass in Knock one of the years, are you?
What happened was when he was ordained Cardinal in 2023, Father Michael, Finbar's brother, asked him would he come to Knock to celebrate Donal's Mass. And just things got in the way, I suppose, and he wasn't able to come in 2024. But he did say he'd do it at some stage. And, we never know. He's on a promise.
There you go. I'd say he's a man of his word. Like, you don't get to be Pope without being a man of your word. What was your reaction when you saw that he was going to become Pope Leo XIV?
Do you know what? We were driving down from Knock, and myself and the Dominican priest actually was in the car, and we were just delighted. We were delighted for the Augustinian community. They are in the tough areas in Ireland. They're in Meath Street. They're in Limerick and Cork cities. And they don't do things easily. They bring a lot on themselves as well. So I was delighted with that community because they work hard with the poor and with the underprivileged and those. And I thought that I was just delighted for that community.
Yeah,
and to get recognition and everything.
And he's been received very well so far, hasn't he?
He is. He looks like a lovely man, doesn't he? He was on, when he came out there, I said, God, he looks lovely now. And, he's young, you know. And
he's
relatable. He's brothers and he's, you know, they spoke and everything and on social media and that. And, you know, he could be anyone's brother, really, couldn't he, the way that it came across and that.
Yeah.
So, I thought it was lovely. I hope now that he does great for peace in the world, you know, if you really...
Yeah, and that seems to be a big theme of his. And listen, yeah. Elma, you keep up Donald's work still?
We do. We have no choice. The schools keep asking us to go and visit them and that throughout the year. And then we have the annual mass at Knock going on now for 12 years. It's at Knock for the last 7 years because it got too big for Tralee. And we were asked to take it to Knock. And it's very successful. Every year and year it's building.
Elma,
so even during COVID, they were online. So it was brilliant.
Well, Elma, thank you so much. It was so nice to hear that lovely story. And you know what? It was very nice to remember Donal this morning. And listen, if he facilitates a papal visit for us, I wouldn't be surprised because he was an extraordinary young man. Elma Walsh.
Brendan, I'll have you up front and centre because you've started it all off.
I won't be let in, Elma, I'm telling you. Elma Walsh.
We have hope.
Augustine himself, didn't he only redeem late in life as well? Elma Walsh, thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you, Elma.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks very much, Brendan. Bye-bye.